Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
This is really just for the group, unless you think it should be said. Probably it was 30, 35 years ago, so it's been a long time. But the Lord called me one morning to men. And I was very much into the woman is the lesser and the submissive in those days when that was really legalism a bit. But he said, I have women who love me, but I don't have enough men who love me. And I'm longing for the love of my men. Go find them. And I went. Really? I mean, do you go and tap him on the shoulder or whatever? But he has given me a guide in the story of Deborah and Barak and with my life with John. When John came, well, I can tell you there is a movie made. Do we have time? Y'all okay? There's a movie out. You, a lot of people saw it, Matrix. And Carol and John saw that, and they said, Martha, this is about you, and you have to go to this movie. So John took me one day, and I went. And it was full of violence and full of all kinds of things. And when we got out, I was furious. I said, you know I don't like bloody movies. You know I don't like to see all that. Why did you bring me here? I seldom talk to John like that. I think he would agree that I don't. I said, What's in it that I didn't see? He said, you didn't see that there's two things you have, love and vision. And I got it. That's what God gives me for people, love and vision. The vision of who you're supposed to be, who you're called to be, that you're not being. You understand? And I said, I beg you, John, never let me forget this, that this is my mission, this is my gift. He said, you have the blue pill or whatever it was you said.
He said, you make us, choose red or blue pill. And if we choose the red pill and we get taken out of the lie, mm-hmm. really the lie that we're living in,
and
we're
right.
removed from that lie.
That's it. Yes.
And the reason why we're able to is because you have that love and vision. You have
And it's totally Jesus.
Absolutely.
Because it goes beyond the person that's visible.
Absolutely.
And so when John came, to be with us, he was called to be with Shulamite back 25 years ago, if not longer. And he would come to be with us at meetings like this. But then the Lord began to get, when he was called to join us, the Lord gave me prayer to pray for him. And what he had me pray was for the healing of his brain. And I would.
Because I was a hot mess.
You really were.
I was a hot mess. My brain was completely fried.
He had had neglect, serious neglect as a child. I love his parents and. His mother calls me her girl, and I adore them, but they were negligent parents and not born again. And so that always affects the brain. Somehow, I don't know how to explain it, but I know that child abuse of any kind really damages the brain. I didn't know that at the time I prayed for John, but...
But between that and self-hatred, I trashed my brain.
Uh-huh.
It was trashed.
And so I would lay hands on his head and pray, and God said, call him a genius. So I said, you are a genius. And that was kind of outlandish at that time.
Completely foreign.
And I don't remember what all he had me declare, but he had me declare prophecy over John. And never did we dream he would be capable of what he's capable of.
Naturally, never, 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 never.
Oh, my goodness. He literally learned Internet by his own self and no help whatsoever, and all that he's done to build a ministry, international ministry and all that. But he has been the man who was locked in there, and the brain that was probably literally damaged, and he probably would have had a, whatever you call it.
Diagnosis of something.
Of learning disability.
Sure enough.
And his vocabulary is phenomenal because he did not have the education that most people have to have. But he hears words from God that I've never heard before, and they're accurate. And so it all was in calling forth the real person. For all of you, it was, I see you, but you're not being you. And I'm loving the one that I see in God. And so if I have that, it's all the Lord. It's a gift. It's not of me. But Deborah was a judge in Israel. She was trusted by men. And she's the only woman judge that I've ever read about in Israel. So she had to become a person that men could trust, and her wisdom and so forth and so on. So she had a young soldier that came to her, and she prophesied over him that he would have a great victory in battle, and and it was in a far distant land, and so he says, she describes this victory, and he said, okay, I'll go. He's a boy. He's just a boy. And he says, okay, I'll go, but you'll have to go with me. So she went. She went with him to the place of battle. She never went into battle, and there was no evidence of a whole lot of relationship with him. He was just there, and he was Barak's prophet, teacher, but mostly intercessor. And so...
And she said, you're not going to get the credit.
You're not going to get the credit. It's going to go to a woman in which jail.
Yeah.
Who speared the king.
And he didn't care.
And he didn't care. That's right. He did. What of it?
I don't care.
Just be here.
I'll go, but I'm not going without you.
And he goes back at one point, and she says, what are you doing here? You can win this battle. You've got to go and win this battle. And that gave him the confidence to do it. So anyway, I'll often get the vision and the intercession for men without needing to. I mean, it's not for a woman to beat a man down like I beat women down. I just say, crack you open. Come on out. But you're very kind to attribute it all to the Spirit.
It is the Spirit.
It is. I can tell you that it is. Because I am by nature, I'm reticent, very reticent. I'm a scared rabbit. And for me to rise up that way is...
Jesus.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, I'm writing in that post that I'm putting up tomorrow. I'm writing that we're all called to go and look at situations from heaven. That's our calling.
Yeah.
And so it's not like just Martha has this special calling that she's going to have love and vision for people. No. All of us are supposed to have that. Mm-hmm. All of us are to gain.
And you have it going on in your life right now. Vision.
Yeah.
And prayer. And love.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got it going on. And so it's... Anyway...
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. But it's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're all not not called to work our opinions and our judgments out about anything. We're to get his view,
yes.
And then we're to stand in faith for it.
Yes. And you know, it says when all is done and you've confronted somebody and they still won't come, then tell it to the church. But then the next thing is you bind and loose. And what that means is you go to heaven and see what God's doing. And you bring it down to earth. That's the next phase, and it's and that is a phenomenal thing that we. I read when I was first saved and sanctified or whatever. If it said in the Bible that they had vision, I said, "Well, that's what you're supposed to do," and I believed it, and then I'd go and have a vision. So it's not. It's It's all, and that's what he's talking about, going to heaven. It's looking at heaven in your choice and in your mind and seeing what vision comes. So I don't know what all that is, but God gives me sons too. And what I found, God chooses men. God chooses men. He brought this one in.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.